This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set, cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Bert's with us. Welcome, Bert.
Hey, Vince. How's everything out there in southern Missouri?
That's pretty good. You know, Bert, I noticed that the sun is sending more energy, or at least we're receiving more energy. We have been generating about 7,000 watts, actually over 7,000 watts at times during the day when the sun is not occluded. And I was thinking, gosh, what the heck happened with our solar arrays? It busted? And no, it's not busted. It's been the spraying of the skies.
Yeah,
and we are generating at times record amounts of sun, and I wonder if that has anything to do with the sun having a chunk broken off it. Have you been following that?
No, I haven't, but I'll check the NOAA dashboard for radiation because we monitor it as an ongoing basis, and there's a bar chart that we look at, and I'll look it up and see if there's any anomalies. It's been slowly increasing because of the increase in the solar cycle. As you know, we go through an 11-year solar cycle where the radiation from the sun varies, and where, you know, we think we understand why it happens, but there's a lot of mystery still to the sun. And the sun has storms, and when it has those solar storms, it sends radiation out. And that radiation generally is, you know, not a good thing when it hits Earth. Some of the plasma that comes out, so not actually radiation per se, but plasma, takes 2 to 3 days to arrive. And when that arrives, it causes what we call solar storms and northern lights, and can also upset radio and other types of radio communications. And when it really hits badly, it can do more damage to the power grid, to all types of electronic devices, and we've talked about it before in class. And of course, the worst one that we know of that we've recorded was in 1859, the Carrington event. And at the time, in 1859, the most advanced electric devices that we had on the planet were basically telegraph. We hadn't yet invented the telephone. We were just on the verge of that. And believe it or not, Vince, the telegraph system was wrecked. People were getting electrocuted at the end of their, you know, they were keen in a message and had their earpiece, and they got shocked out of their chairs. So, giving you a long answer, Vince, but after the next break, I'll check the NOAA dashboard and see if it correlates to anything that you've been seeing. But Vince, we got an important topic.
Okay, well, let me just...
Yeah.
Hold on just 1 second. Bert, seriously. Headlines. This is from weather.com, pretty respected website. Quote, a piece of the sun has broken off and formed a strange crown-like vortex over it, end quote. And that is from TWC India, as published on weather.com. It goes on to say that on February 3rd, a part of the sun's surface broke off, starting circling its north pole almost as if it were a giant polar vortex. The NASA Solar Dynamics Observatory shared a video showing a giant filament of plasma or electrified gas shooting out from the sun before it separated and then circulated in a massive polar vortex. So this is for real, class. This is for real. And this coincides with what I measured from our solar array. An anomaly in a real spike in the amount of current that we were generating for several hours in the last couple of days. So I just wanted to share that with you. I guess the plasma took a little while to get here, but our equipment is saying, yeah, it's something happened with the sun. No, and there's no fabrication here. This is what I have observed.
Yeah.
And then I found out that a piece broke off from the sun this morning. That's when I found out, when I read about it. But back to you.
Well, Vince, I'll check into that on NOAA during the next break. But, Vince, does it say anywhere in that article that climate activists blame it on the U.S. burning too much fossil fuel?
Give me a second.
Because that seems to be what they say after every climatic event, like a hurricane or an earthquake or...
Yeah. Well, you know, burning fossil fuel did not trigger this chunk of the sun cracking off. No. Nope. No, and yeah. I really believe this is for real. Because I've seen it several places.
I've been... I'm surprised that they didn't blame it, because they seem to blame every other event that happens that it's because we haven't reduced our use of fossil fuel, which, by the way, we should reduce, no doubt about it. But it seems like, a lot of events are blamed on that. And as far as we know, hurricanes are caused by a lot of factors, but it's probably a very minor contribution from burning fossil fuel. Anyway, Vince, we have an important topic that we wanted to talk about today on USA Prepares, and it has to do with the Chinese spy balloon, which, it's funny, Vince, because we said it was heading down toward your end of Missouri, and last week, if the interns are giving me the right data, it nearly passed over your farm on its way to South Carolina.
Yeah, about 100 miles away. You're right. Yeah, you said it first. There's no question about it. You said it first.
Yeah, and we don't know.
By the way, someday I'd like to meet some of these interns.
Yeah. Well, Vince, we're going to talk about why the Chinese sent the balloon. So as we know, we've had spy satellites for decades, and we have them. I believe we have the best. Russians have them. The Chinese have them. The Europeans have them. And Vince, there's even private satellites, spy satellites, with optical equipment that you and I can hire, and that'll take a picture anywhere that they orbit over. So if you want to find out, if you notice that a few of your cows seem to be missing and you want to have a picture of the ranch two ranches down from you to count the cows, you can actually hire a private company that has access to spy satellites that will take the pictures and deliver them to you. So we have...
It sounds like what you're talking about is fantastic. However, I was on the phone with the U.S. Department of Agriculture, and they know how many cows we have. They were looking yesterday. They were doing exactly that. They were looking at our farm to see how much grass, how much pasture, how much hay fields, how many cows, how many trees. They were looking at all of it, literally, on their computers yesterday. So you're absolutely positive.
Through satellite spent or through satellites, or do they come out to the farm?
Yeah. No, through satellites. Satellite imagery.
Yeah, so the point I'm making for class is that we have very advanced satellites that can monitor optically what's going on. And in fact, Vince, remember yesterday? yesterday when Mrs. Spinelli sent you out of the house with a shopping list for Walmart, and you kind of opened it and hurriedly read it as you were walking to the pickup truck. Well, if they wanted to, they probably could have read that list. We've admitted that our technology is good enough to read license plate numbers, and if they wanted to, they could have seen that shopping list that Mrs. Spinelli sent you yesterday before when you were hurriedly walking through the driveway with it out. Now, it does depend on weather conditions. Obviously, clouds are a problem. If there's temperature gradients, it's a problem. It can distort the image. But if it's a clear day with no temperature gradients, it's amazing what we can see with spy satellites. So the reason I say that is, since that technology is so mature, why on earth would someone want to send a balloon? Because, Vince, we've had spy balloons since, well, I think we used them in the Civil War to go over the other side to observe the troop movements and get back. Now, we didn't have very good ways of steering and controlling them back then, so the one side might have launched the balloon to go over the other side's battle lines and might have ended up blowing into the ocean or the wrong direction or something. So there's a little problem with control. But we've had that technology for a long time. So why all of a sudden would we have such advanced satellite optical technology, and they have, you know, other pickup devices on the satellites, radio and other. Why would we want to revert to something so primitive as a balloon? And what it boils down to, Vince, is something called signal-to-noise ratio. And without getting too technical, basically, think of it this way. Let's say your telephone was ringing in your house, and you could probably hear it pretty well walking around outside, you know, especially if you had your window open. You could probably discern, hey, telephone's ringing. But, Vince, if you were 1,000 miles up in space, well, it's not really space, but up in the air, and you're trying to listen to your telephone ringing, you're going to hear the wind blowing the trees. You're going to hear movement of water. You're not going to hear that. So that's because for everything, whether it's radio, optical, even, and especially sound, there's a noise floor that we, in the radio world, we call it graphs. When you look on electronic equipment, you always see a baseline of noise, and that baseline is always there. So in a nutshell, the problem is those satellites that are thousands of miles up in space, well, they can do very good optically, but when it comes to radio signals, the problem is they're in the noise. And even with advanced computer equipment that can discern them out of the noise, that can filter them out of the noise, there's computer techniques we can use, but that's all limited. And basically, if there's enough noise, or to put it the other way, if the signal's so far under the noise, you're just not going to be able to recover it, to listen to it. So by flying low, what the balloon is able to do is get a higher signal-to-noise ratio for those radio signals they're trying to monitor. And basically, they're able to zero in on, in the case of this balloon, they were obviously interested in military targets. They were able to listen in to signals that they otherwise couldn't have heard if they were just using a satellite. And that's something that it's kind of hinted at, but they don't really talk about signal-to-noise ratio when you hear the news reports of why they used the balloon.
We'll be right back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
The kid did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Bert's talking about why the balloon in class. We've mentioned here at USA Prepares that single-engine airplane, you know, a little tiny Cherokee kind of an airplane might fly around 3,000 feet or so, maybe a little more. And a commercial airplane might fly at 30 to 40,000 feet. And then a fighter jet, 60, 65,000 feet. And then one of these balloons at 120,000 feet. Now that's low, as Bert mentioned, as compared with a satellite, like a GPS satellite, would be around 12,550 miles up, way higher, and then a geosynchronous satellite would be 22,300 miles up. So 120,000 feet is pretty low. And Bert, when you're talking about signal-to-noise ratio, I guess another example might be if a person were at a concert, you know, like a loud music concert, and they want to say something to the person right next to them. They have to shout because the noise floor is so high. As a matter of fact, parents used to call that stuff noise. They would say, "Turn that noise down." Is that what they did? I think that's what they did.
Yeah, at times was under 100,000 feet. I think they had it as low as 60 or 80,000 feet. And so it's interesting that you mentioned those analogies. So that kind of leads to the most effective monitor would actually be a drone or a hovercraft that you could launch to, you know, literally fly right over your house or the building or whatever it was they were trying to monitor, because then you'd obviously have the best signal-to-noise ratio because you'd be right literally over the target. So what a balloon does is allow you to discern a lot of radio communications that just would be in the noise up at a satellite. And now, what were they listening to? So a lot of people said, oh, Bert, they're listening to my Wi-Fi. Well, you know, they're not going to really be able to listen to the Wi-Fi, Vince, because there's so much Wi-Fi that everybody's Wi-Fi in aggregate itself creates a huge noise floor. So the 2.4 and 5.8 gigahertz frequency bands are just constantly covered with grass or noise. So they're not going to be very effective monitoring anybody's Wi-Fi, whether it's military or commercial or whatever, for that matter. But what they are able to monitor and zero in on is command and control signals, military communications, things like that. Now, why do they want to listen to it? Who knows? You know, maybe discern our codes, figure out how we do things. You know, you can speculate on that. But the fact is that the reason they use the balloon is because there are radio signals that they're able to discern, you know, up at that altitude that they cannot see up in a satellite. Now, if they were brazen enough to fly a drone, they could get even more information and more, it would open up more signals. And in fact, the drone could, you know, go over your house and probably would be able to pick up your Wi-Fi. But as far as we know, no country has tried to, as far as we know, do that, you know, directly over military installations. And of course, radar would detect drones in most cases. So, and Vince, I also want to let class know and that the balloon was not a, you know, there were rumors that it was a Valentine's Day greeting from a Chinese spy, Fang Fang, to Congressman Eric Falwell, and wanted to let class know that we checked that out. And the balloon was definitely not a Valentine's Day greeting from Fang Fang.
Yeah. You know, Bert, there's been more than one balloon. There's been more than two and three. They've been,
yeah.
We have been ballooned for years now. And there's a lot of data, and these balloons are violating our sovereignty. They are violating our airspace. And the Chinese have denied that it was a spy satellite.
Yeah.
And we've got the goods on them. We have the goods, we have the electronics, we have the whole thing. And I hope that our national defense system has figured this out. And I hope that before they enter United States airspace, we take them out. Or just as they're entering United States airspace, we take them out. And so what we should all do? Stop buying anything.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
USA News Update. President Biden and Vice President Harris welcome the nation's governors to the White House during the National Governors Association winter meeting today in the East Room, 11:15 Eastern. Later this afternoon, President Lula da Silva from Brazil and his wife will meet the Bidens at the White House. 5 days after earthquakes killed more than 21,700 souls and left tens of thousands injured and homeless, Turks and Syrians prepared to gather for traditional Friday prayers. In the Turkish capital, Ankara, one of the country's most senior clerics, Ali Erbas, will lead prayer as the rescue efforts continue. Correspondent Obeda Hito of the Turkey News Channel in the town of Hatay in southern Turkey.
There was at least 3 to 4 meters of tectonic plate movement that happened following these two very large earthquakes and all the aftershocks that happened.
Lance Pry, USA News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
It's going to be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Last day.
God,
you're...
Take my...
When you go to
the... For 2 seconds...
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
You know, class, flight, lighter than air machines have been conceived a long time ago. In the 1480s, specifically 1485, Leonardo da Vinci was studying flight. He's got hundreds of drawings that illustrated his theories of flight. And then 1783, there was a hot air balloon. It was a fire under a silk balloon, and the smoke rose, and the smoke is lighter than air. That's why it rises. If it were heavier in air, it would sink. So the hot air was lighter than air, displaced air, and the balloon rose. So balloons have been around for a long time, including spy balloons, which were used during the War of Northern Aggression, also known as the War Between the States, also known as the United States Civil War. So back to you, Bert.
Yeah, and Vince, you mentioned Eric Swalwell. Let me mention for class, this is a almost hard-to-believe story. He was years ago just a city councilman, and Chinese intelligence infiltrated him. He was a young single guy. They put a Chinese spy to make as his girlfriend, and they got him elected to a seat as a U.S. congressman. So this is for real. The Chinese gave him millions of dollars. They funneled, you know, you set up a company, Californians for a Greener Environment, and you pump millions of dollars into it, and they contribute, you know, I made up that name, but you get the idea, contributed to his campaign, literally had a person on their payroll as the United States congressman. Then she got him to hire additional agents on his staff. And what brought an end to it is, thank God, the FBI was on it. And I want to, you know, shout out to our Silicon Valley FBI. They're good guys doing good work. And they eventually briefed them and said, hey, you're, we call it honeypot, Vince, and I know this is a PG-13 class, so I won't go into the details, but she honeypotted him. And the FBI briefed Congressman Swalwell, and before he could confront her, she was on a flight back to China, and he fired the staff that she had brought in. But Vince, that's something you would think would be in a movie that would be fiction, but it happened. He was literally put in power by Chinese spy, and well, Vince, he's still in Congress, but the new leadership did take him off. Could you believe he was on the Intelligence Committee, the House Intelligence Committee? Until last month. And
sure.
So this is a true story for class. I know I'm known to tell a joke or two, but this is a true story. This United States congressman was literally put in place by Chinese intelligence.
Class, Richard Allen Miller, Doc Ram, Dr. Richard Allen Miller, USA Preparedness instructor, senior instructor. He had said numerous times on air that honeypots were sent over to his house. He said it on air. So, yeah, it's absolutely true. And I've talked to elected or both people in government, and it's absolutely true. Absolutely true. Back to you.
Yeah, Vince, during break, I took a look at the sunspot, well, the piece of the sun breaking off in the solar flare. So, Vince, I have a little bit of an update for you. So it just happened, and according to the NOAA dashboard, and that you can go to, so this is on the Space Weather Prediction Center. Nothing has been recorded yet, but it looks like it's on the way. So the effect from it is on the way. Now, what is it going to do? I don't know, but I'm looking right now at the electric power planetary. It's called the Estimated Planetary K Index, and it's a bar chart with three-hour data, and it's basically been flat since February 8th, Vince, so and a fairly low level. So there was a spike early, I'd say early today or late yesterday, there was a little bit of a spike, but I don't think that has anything to do with the solar flare. So according to this, we've been flat, but whatever effect is going to happen looks like it's on the way. Probably going to hit later today, tomorrow.
That's what I don't get. That little spike they were talking about yesterday probably coincides with what I saw on the meter. Okay, I would, you know, I can hear when I'm in the automotive shop at our farm, I can hear the electronics, and there'll be a hum, you know, the 60 cycle hum of the inverter. Let me just, and all of a sudden, it'll go, and I know that it's working hard. I know that ferro-resonant transformer is working really hard. So it piques my interest. I go over, look at the meter, and sure enough, 7 kilowatts or 7 plus kilowatts. That's extraordinary. That's like right at the upper spectrum of what our system is designed to deliver. And there it is.
Yeah,
and then,
I
measured it. Bert, I measured it. I don't know why we measured it, but for a couple days ago and yesterday. And I don't know what to say about Noah. Maybe Noah needs to set up shop right here. Maybe we can help him.
Yeah, I'm not sure where they measure it from, but the spike I'm looking at was at 12 a.m. Greenwich Mean Time, February 10th. So that would be midnight. I was going to say yesterday, but it would be midnight today in England would be the spike I'm seeing. So midnight this morning was actually yesterday for us, right? Because it hadn't happened here yet, the way the Earth rotates. So it would have been late yesterday, Vince.
Well, I saw it early afternoon yesterday, maybe 1 o'clock, maybe 2 o'clock.
Yeah. So
I don't wear a watch. Class, I don't wear a watch. Believe it or else, I don't wear a watch.
So the solar flare was something that a lot of astronomers and sun watchers have said they've never seen before. Something very unusual, and of course we've only been really looking at the sun in detail for 40 or 50 years, something like that. So we're not sure what caused it, what it's going to do, but I will say, in general, we're at an upswing in solar activity, so we can expect more things like this over the next 2 or 3 years, and we've talked often about how to protect your home, how to protect your electronics and different things that are plugged into the electric grid, and how to basically put it's a very easy item you can put in your circuit breaker panel called a surge protector, full panel surge protector. They're usually less than $100, depending on what type of breaker you have in your panel. So that's all stuff that you should be doing, no matter where we are in the solar cycle, because what affects it is anything that causes your power to go out or fluctuate. A lot of times when something happens to your power line and the line is just broken, there's a pulse, and then when they connect it back, there's a pulse, and those pulses can be very dangerous. They're trying, but they're not able always to bring the voltage up gradually, and that spike, that initial spike that comes through when the power is either disconnected or reconnected, can be dangerous because it follows through all the way to the plug on your wall to whatever you have plugged into it. Now, surge protectors that you put in locally, they do help, and in some cases they blow themselves out, so they're sacrificing themselves to save your TV, so that's all good. But if you put a full panel breaker in, the advantage that has is it's basically clamping the surge before it gets to your wall outlet, before it gets to your surge protector you have locally. So you should use both, Vince. And we just, remind class to do that, because this solar flare that just happened may or may not cause something over here on the planet. But whether it does or not, we need to protect ourselves from different things that can cause spikes on the power line, Vince. So I'm just throwing that out to remind class.
Yeah, Brett, I've got a question for you. And I have to be careful how I say this, because there's some people who are promoting a device that protects, and I really don't want to mention any names, and I won't, but there is some chatter about devices that can protect against an EMP, like for a car, for example. And I just want to share this with you as an electrical engineer. Here's my take on it. People are thinking that if an EMP happens, it's going to blow up their car, because of the computers. Here's what I know. I know that the computers that are in automobiles are encased in metal, like an aluminum chassis with heat sinks to dissipate the heat of the electronics in the computer. Now, aluminum is not as good as iron or steel in preventing an electromagnetic pulse from reaching the internal electronics. But there's a hood on the car, and the hood is typically made out of sheet metal. Most of the time, except maybe if it's a Ford, it would be made out of steel. And a lot of times the fenders are made out of steel. The bottom of the belly pan, the underpan of the car is steel. And the doors are steel, and the trunk is steel, and the roof is steel. And of course, it's got windows. But I submit to the class that under the hood of every internal combustion engine, except for diesels, that there is a system that generates small, high voltage, but low current spikes, like bolts of lightning. And those bolts of lightning go to through the ignition coil, which generates them, go to the spark plugs. So maybe 2,000 times a minute, the spark plugs are firing, and if there's 8 spark plugs, it would be 8 of them firing 2,000 times a minute, you know, when the car's going down the highway. 6 if it's a 6-cylinder, 4 if it's a 4-cylinder, 10 if it's a 10-cylinder, 12 if it's a V12. So I submit that there's a lot of sparks and a lot of electromagnetic energy going on under the hood. And the cars can certainly sustain it. As a matter of fact, they're designed to run with it. And I'm thinking that we haven't had any proof, no proof whatsoever, that these devices that say that they can protect a vehicle against electromagnetic radiation and EMP from the sun will protect the vehicle. I haven't seen any proof, and I don't know if we could even test it. What are your thoughts about that?
Well, I think the problem is, as you said, it hasn't been tested. But remember, on top of everything you said, the electronics is under the hood of the car, which is, in most cases, metal. And although the car is not grounded, it acts sort of like a local ground in shielding the electronics.
Yeah, and the tires, believe it or not, although they are insulators, will conduct static electricity to the ground. And there's 4 of them in many cases.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
You know, P.T. Barnum said it really well. He said, there's no class of people in the world who have such good memories as creditors. Absolutely correct. P.T. Barnum. Hey, Bert, you know, I was thinking last night about the president. And, you know, the qualifications for president are just two. One being over 35 years of age, and the other being a natural born citizen. That's it. Those are the only two qualifications. And I was thinking about broadcasters. And the qualifications for broadcasters are fewer than that. There aren't any. There's not a single qualification to be a broadcaster. So I sent you an email, and I said, did you see the email I sent you? Actually, two of them?
Just now?
Yeah.
I've been in class since, so.
No. I sent it last night. Maybe you didn't get it.
I did get an email on someone sent me an amazing story on windmills literally falling apart, and I was going to talk about that.
Let's do that.
Yeah, so Vince, everybody wants clean energy, and we do too. How can you not want that? But the trend in windmill generators has been bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. So the major manufacturers of windmills are coming out with these huge windmills, but then it looks like they just don't do the structural engineering necessary, and they're collapsing. I'm looking at photos here, and literally they break in it. You know, the stem, the base, cannot support these massive weight of the blades, and they're just ripping apart and falling to the ground in a mass of debris, and it's occurred to all three of the largest manufacturers of wind generators. That's General Electric, Vestas Wind Systems, and Siemens from Germany, and they're just falling apart, and it's amazing. They're rushing these to market. They're just huge, huge windmills. And by the way, you know, we don't know how to recycle the windmill blades because they don't want to burn them. And for whatever reason, they can't recycle them. glass or whatever they're made of, but they're, you know, a lot of windmill blades are disposed of, Vince?
Yeah.
After they run their life?
Yeah. They saw them in half or in thirds, and they take an excavator and they dig holes, and then they put the windmill blades that have been cut in smaller pieces in those holes. They line them up really nice, and they bury them.
Yeah. Now, how is that good for the planet? Leave it for people to unearth 300 years from now, because probably the fiberglass and other chemicals that are in them are going to survive and be in some form or another in 300 years. And I don't know, by then maybe we'll have some kind of a train system that sends them into the sun to, you know, they just launch them into space and the sun eats them up. I mean, maybe we'll have something like that in 300 years. I don't know.
What did the sun do that we don't like?
Well, it did something a couple of days ago, right? Maybe it's warning us. Leave me alone.
Bert, you're talking about these giant wind turbines. And I saw the pictures. It looks to me like they did a magnificent job of engineering these towers. Magnificent in terms of, you know, structural design, except for one thing. I think they forgot one part of the equation, and that was the wind. Because it looks like if the wind weren't blowing, these things would stand up. When the wind blows, I think they fall over.
800 feet tall, if you can imagine what that looks
like.
Yeah,
and they break in the middle. They crack in the middle.
You know,
these are real serious towers. Class, there's no such thing as clean energy. There no such thing. I don't care what anybody says. Even the best energy that we have, which would be water power.
Yeah.
It takes diesel fuel to make the concrete, to excavate the agate. It takes heat to make cement. There's a lot of mining and destruction of the planet that goes on. And by the way, if you think about some of the old industrial companies, they make money plundering the natural resources of the earth. Like the crude oil that's in the ground, companies plunder the forests, plunder the ocean for fish. That's what we do. And then what do? To say thank you to the oceans? We dump trash in the oceans. What a mess. Yeah, so the answer is really simple. We've said it here before. Use less, use less, use less. And I think it's time that you all consider not buying a single thing from China. Now, that's darn near impossible. But what you can do is whatever you were going to buy that'd be brand new from China, buy it used. Buy one that's already here. And then stick it to the resellers who are selling this Chinese junk to us. Stick it to them to the point where they can't get rid of their inventory. And either we break the corporations, the resellers, and ultimately break the manufacturers from China. That's what's necessary. And it can all start right here, right now. Bert, thanks so much. I'll see you next Friday.
You got it.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.